I don't know how much he said to others. I never asked. But he said enough to me and was bullying and intimidating enough that I became frightened, especially when I realized he carried a gun. Eventually, on one occasion, he threatened me with it. One bitterly cold Sunday after church, I went home and fell across our bed, not even taking off my overcoat. I cried out to the Lord. I wept audibly until I could not cry another tear. I had come to my wit's end. I was exhausted, trying everything I knew to do to bring about a change. Nothing changed. This man had a heart like King Ahasuerus. I'll share with you later in this chapter how things changed, but the point I am making here is that you may have some such individual who has one major goal in life: to make your life miserable. You may work alongside him, or you may go to school with him, or even room with him. You may be married to him, or have once been married to him. Now then, it is essential that in the midst of this to remember there is no wall so strong that Almighty God is not stronger still. There is no will so stubborn that he is not able to soften it. If God can change the heart of an Ahasuerus, he can change any heart. Any heart. Read that again. Any heart. You who live your days intimidated and threatened, anxious over the falling of the next shoe, listen to this counsel. God is able to take the heart of anyone and change it, just as he did with the heart of this king. Yes, anyone. An irrevocable edict. Then Esther spoke again to the king, fell at his feet, wept, and implored him to avert the evil scheme of Haman the Agagite and his plot which he had devised against the Jews. Esther chapter 8, verse 3. Haman may be gone, but his edict is still in place. That was the trouble with these Medo-Persia edicts. Once they were passed, they couldn't be rescinded. Listen to Daniel 6, where three times we read similar words. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. The statement is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, recognize, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed. Daniel chapter 6, verses 8, 12, and 15. Haman may be dead, but the edict is still very much alive. It has been written, it will be done. It is irrevocable. The Jews will die in December. Knowing this, Esther weeps. If I may say so, there are times when the genuine, compassionate tears of a woman are absolutely irresistible. Rare is the man who can be near them and not be softened by them. A woman's tears can melt the hardest heart. Consider Ahasuerus, the mighty king. At this point, he extends the golden scepter to her, which is his way of saying, speak, I'm listening. Then she said, if it pleases the king, and if I have found favor before him, and the matter seems proper to the king, and I am pleasing in his sight, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. Esther chapter 8, verse 5. Let it be written, but it is already written, yet she is pleading for the king to revoke what has been written. We who live in a culture where such things occur with a measure of regularity hardly raise an eyebrow when someone in authority changes his or her mind. But back then, it was something unheard of in the land of Persia. For how can I endure to see the calamity which shall befall my people? And how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Esther chapter 8, verse 6. Certainly, this is the kind of situation which makes you wonder if there is a wall so thick that God cannot penetrate it. So King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given the house of Haman to Esther, and him they have hanged on the gallows because he had stretched out his hands against the Jews. Now you write to the Jews as you see fit in the king's name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For a decree which is written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's signet ring may not be revoked. Esther chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. Here's the pen, says the king. You write another edict, this one overriding the other. Isn't that incredible? Do you think it isn't worthwhile to stand against wrong laws? Do you think it futile to stand in favor of life in the womb and against abortion? Here is a classic example of why we should boldly stand and fight to affirm truth, even though it appears existing laws will never change. So the king's scribes were called at that time in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day.